Stage Dramas present An Odd Way to Win a Wife. This week's front page drama, An Odd Way to Win a Wife, is a dramatization of a true life story entitled Played Blind Man's Buff to Win a Wife. This most unusual story is to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. An Odd Way to Win a Wife is the story of Henri Bastien, better known as Lucky Bastien of Varengeville in southern France. He was, as people say, a born gambler. And that was no reflection upon his fairly well-to-do, but rather orthodox parents who frowned upon his habitual gambling. And while his mother was inclined to be rather indulgent, Monsieur Bastien Sr. was getting more intolerant every day of his son's success at the gaming tables, racetracks, and various lotteries. Then one day...
Bah, this is the limit. I won't put up with this any longer.
Now, André, be calm.
Very.
Remember what the doctor said. No undue excitement. Keep your temper and your blood pressure down.
That is fine advice. How can anyone be calm in the face of this?
Is it André again?
Who else would it be? Of course it's Henri. Who else would be dragging our good name across the front pages of every newspaper with his ridiculous gambling escapades?
Dear me. Is it this time, André?
Jumping frogs.
Is that a new exclamation, or are you stating a fact?
No. Jumping frogs is the newest barbarian harebrained scheme of our indolent son to satisfy his craze for gambling. With the aid of some equally idiotic American tourist, he held up traffic in the main street today while he and the Americans staged a jumping contest for bullfrogs.
Oh,
imagine that.
Mon Dieu.
Both were taken into custody and fined for disorderly conduct and obstructing traffic.
Who won, Henri?
Our son, of course, who, as the papers say, gallantly agreed to pay the fine.
Well, that was nice of him, Henri.
When will you stop making excuses for him? I've done everything in my power to break him of this vicious habit of gambling, and you merely encourage him by your indulgence.
Well, although I admit it isn't altogether proper, he really doesn't do any harm.
What do you call such stories as this in the papers? A good reflection on the family name? Well, if he wants to gamble, I'll give him something to really gamble with.
Where are you going, André?
Over to my lawyer's office to change my will.
André, come back. Please don't be hasty. Don't do something now you will regret later.
My mind is made up, I tell you. Let him go on gambling and ignoring my wishes, but he'll have a rude awakening one of these days when I am gone.
You're not going to leave him out of your will, André?
No. On the contrary, he'll be very much in it.
Good afternoon, Mr.
Barron. Good afternoon, Marianne. I'm sorry I can't stop to talk, but I'm in a hurry and it's important.
Good afternoon, Madame Bastien. What is the matter with your husband?
Oh, he's very angry. It's young André again. Oh, but here, my dear. Come here and sit down beside me. It's nice of you to drop in.
I'm afraid you will not think so.
No?
I have just come up from town. Henri asked me to stop in to tell you. He has been arrested again and will not be home tonight.
Mon Dieu. What is it this time?
That American tourist and Henri were sitting at a table outside the Coq Rouge, entertaining a lot of friends, when his worship the mayor came by and sat at one of the tables.
Dear, oh dear, poor Monsieur Laplante. He doesn't like our Henri. Oh, but excuse me, what happened?
It was awfully warm, and his worship the mayor had his hat off, mopping his very bald pate. Well, Henri bet the American that a fly would light on his worship's head in less than 1 minute.
Oh.
The American accepted the wager, and before they had even finished putting up the money, a fly did light on the mayor's head.
Oh.
Well, everybody laughed. And the story spread as quickly as the laughter, which embarrassed the mayor and made him very angry. He found out he was the subject of the laughter and why. So he had Henri and the American arrested.
Oh,
he fined them both and gave Henri 24 hours in prison. And asked if Henri liked that for a joke.
Oh, my goodness. Wait until his father hears of this.
Oh.
He's already so angry he's sworn to change his will so that Henri will be penalized. Oh, Marianne, if we could only get him to settle down and marry some nice girl like you, dear. You're fond of him, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, terribly fond of him, and he knows it. He likes me, too.
Mm-hmm.
But he has told me he is not ready to take a chance and gamble with marriage yet.
Oh, if there was only some way to settle him down. He's really a very good boy. Kind, lovable, generous, even if he is such a gambler.
The senior Monsieur Bastien made good his threat and changed his will and told his son Henri that the young happy-go-lucky gambler would have a rude awakening the day the will was read. But to the young son, no distant day of reckoning could offset the pleasures of the present. And he went on blithely gambling and getting a lot of fun out of winning and losing at all sorts of wagers and games. Then, quite unexpectedly, Henri Bastien Sr. died. And a few weeks later, the will was read.
Here in this sealed envelope accompanying the will are the names of 6 young women. Within 1 month from the date of the reading of this will, you, Henri Bastien Jr., will meet the candidates in the drawing room of the Bastien home and select one of them for your wife. You will not be allowed to look at them or communicate with them in any way. You will be carefully blindfolded and led into the room, and the first girl you touch will become your bride. The 6 candidates selected have been notified and have agreed to the conditions therein.
Oh, they have they? Well, maybe they have agreed, but I'll see them all hanged before I'll agree to any such game.
In that case, Monsieur Bastien, you forfeit any and all rights to any share of the estate. Mm,
that's perfectly all right with me. I'd rather starve to death than carry out the conditions of such a will. Why, I would be the laughingstock of southern France. No, I'll have none of it.
Very well, Monsieur Bastien, very well. But I hope you will change your mind before the 30 days are up. In case you do, merely let me know, and I will be glad to arrange the terms laid down in the will.
Oh, you don't have to wait. I'll see his 6 candidates in an old maid's home before I'll ever hear of such nonsense. So if that's all you have to tell me, I'll go. Goodbye.
No, I wouldn't take on so if I were your son. After all, your father gave you plenty of warning to give up gambling and settle down. But no, you persisted in defying him and flaunting your gambling before his face. So he thought he'd see if you would really be a good gambler. Now, why not live up to your reputation and go through with the terms of the will?
Oh, and marry one of those stupid boys he picked out for me, huh? You say it's a gamble, but it's not. Those 5 women are absolutely hopeless. 5 most unattractive, boresome, unsociable females in town. No matter which one you pick, you'd lose. Is that a gamble? No.
You seem to forget, my son. The terms of the will said there were 6 candidates.
Yes, maybe there were 6. All I can discover are 5. And what if there are 6? 6-1 will probably be worse than the other 5.
Or a beauty, perhaps, with grace, charm, and intelligence. That's, of course, a gamble.
Yes, there's only 1 girl like that in town. Marianne Dufour. I know she wouldn't allow herself to be mixed up in such a game.
Well, my son, I don't know anything about that. But my advice is to go through with the gamble. After all, what will people say? Knowing how you boasted about being such a good gambler, if you welch on the greatest chance of all.
All right, Mother. All right, I'll show them. I will go through with it. I'll go over and tell that old lawyer right now.
The gambler's instinct having got the better of him, young Henri notified the lawyer he would carry out the fantastic terms of his father's will. Then he hit upon what he thought was a good idea to make the risk to himself as small as possible. He had some friends present to each one of the 5 contestants selected a different perfume, requesting they wear it on the day of the fulfillment of the will. He figured that being blindfolded and not being able to see all 6 contestants, he would know 5 by the perfume, and the 6th one, if, as he suspected, might be attractive, charming, and altogether desirable, would be distinguishable by the lack of the perfumes he selected. Then the day came for the great game of chance. He was seated talking to an American friend.
So, you think it's all settled, Peter, huh?
Yes, if you can only remember, the perfumes are on 5 of the girls. And be sure not to touch or get near any one of them.
Yes, that's just it. I'll try to stay away from the five we know about, but the sixth, the unknown one, what is she going to be like, huh? Suppose my father really tricked me properly and the sixth one turns out to be worse than the other five.
There is that possibility, of course. But I think we figured your father's reasoning right. The sixth one is bound to be a smart, attractive girl.
Yeah, I wish this whole thing were over. I'm as nervous as a cat. Say, now, here's something else. Just suppose the sixth girl, the unknown one, wears perfume. I get all mixed up, huh?
Well, in that case, the jig's up. You've just got to concentrate and remember the five perfumes you sent out.
Oh. Here's an idea. If they all stand in line waiting for me, where would number six, a smart, attractive girl, put herself, huh? She certainly wouldn't be the last in line. Because a modest, timid girl like Julie would do that.
See, that's right.
Yeah.
A smart, attractive girl would put herself first.
Oh, certainly. And the other five, all knowing each other, would stick together, yeah? So, the sixth girl would be first, and perhaps a little bit off from the others, huh?
Say, that's right. So when you go in, play that hunch.
All right, it's done. I'll pick the first in line.
Henri, we are ready, Henri. Here, first let me bandage your eyes. Yeah? No, this way, Monsieur Henri. There. Now, the ladies are before you. Approach and remember the one you touch becomes your wife.
Very good. Then I'll walk here and choose this one.
All right, quiet. Quiet, everybody, until I remove the bandage. Voilà, Monsieur Henri. You have selected Mademoiselle Marianne Dufour.
Uh-huh. Oh, Henri, I was so afraid.
You had nothing on me. So you were the sixth mysterious contestant, huh? Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, it was part of the bargain. I was sworn to secrecy and only brought here at the last minute. It was a gamble.
Yeah. A 6-to-1 shot, huh? But you know me. Lucky Bastien.
As Bastien had not altogether been a wicked son, his father had given him one chance in six of winning a good wife, and he had won on that long shot. The two young people were married, settled down, and lived an ideal married life with never a quarrel. Lucky Bastien never gambled again. Last month, this curious tale was brought to our attention when its hero died, leaving a family of 8 children, 23 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren, for this story actually happened more than 40 years ago. You have just heard An Odd Way to Win a Wife, a true life story to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, entitled Played Blind Man's Buff to Win a Wife. Join the millions of Americans who each Sunday find the greatest enjoyment in the many fine articles and feature fiction by the world's best writers in every issue of The American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each Sunday with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Thank you.